When Charles Wesley wrote these words in 1739, he had apparently hoped for a slow and solemn musical setting. Mendelssohn's music may not have been quite what he had in mind, but together with Sir David Wilcox's descant, it has guaranteed Hark the Herald pride of place in carol services ever since. It is often sung as the final carol, springing from the climax of the great prologue of St. John's Gospel. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, pleased as man with man to dwell. The miracle that God would choose to live within God's own creation. Wherever we find ourselves this Christmas, may we find God already dwelling there.